Big Red Bench.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I'm delighted. I've been talking to John the last couple of weeks, trying to see could I commit to the club, and wanted to see what way John was going forward with the club next year. So I was delighted when we could put pen to paper there last Friday, I think it was.
Good stuff. And the statement released by Cork City this morning said John Caulfield did everything to sign you. So what exactly sold it for you?
Well, the club sold it for itself. It was just personal commitments, making sure I could commit to the full time there next year and travel down to Cork. So it wasn't a case that I didn't want to sign for Cork. It was a case of could I?
Did you have other options to consider in the whole process of deciding?
Well, obviously, after being another 3 seasons at Bohemians and being club captain, it was also, I had to talk to them and see what way they were going forward. But I just thought that, personally, for me, it was a great move to go to Cork.
John's done a lot of business, actually, early in this off-season as well. I think you're the 16th confirmed contractor. Were those factors that influenced you as well and impressed you?
Absolutely, and that's key for John and the club going forward for next season. Has to build on it, had a great season, but obviously you need a stronger squad, and I'm sure that's what John is aiming for, signing the likes of myself and signing back the stalwarts like Colin Healy and Dan Murray.
Mm. Now, you were down in 2008, of course, as well, so you know the setup largely, and some of the players?
Yeah, I know. I think there's about 8 players there since then, and I'm sure I'll tie in with fairly quickly and adapt to what way they're going to train and play. But obviously, it didn't work out for me down there. It was cut short, but hopefully I have some unfinished business to do here at Cork again.
Can I ask you about your exit in 2008? Because the club would have released a statement that time terminating the contract because of you not taking your place on the subs bench for a particular game.
Yeah, it was just... It was just between myself and the manager. It was nothing to do with the players, because all the players had backed me at the time. I had a lot of good friends there at the time, but obviously, I was putting in a huge commitment to come down to Cork. I was travelling up and down most days, had my own business and stuff, and we just it didn't work out between myself and the manager, and I just asked to move on because it's key to be playing, and that's what I wanted to do, was play for Cork.
Your thoughts on Cork City last season, Dave?
Yeah, sure, it was fantastic. Looking from a neutral point of view, you'd be saying during the season that you couldn't see Cork being able to keep it up. But to be fair to John and the squad, they kept it up right to the end, and just fell short on the last day, but huge achievement. I'm sure everyone in Cork were delighted with the performances throughout the season.
A very impressive attitude and character in this side, would you agree?
Yeah, and that's key for John and who he was signing this season, and he made that known when he was signing me, that his squad is very unified, and he selectively picked players that he wanted to bring into the squad to bolster, but obviously not to cause any problems either.
You'll be seen as a utility player. You play across the defence and midfield. What's your preferred position, Dave?
Preferred, I would be originally a centre-half that moved into midfield probably about 12 seasons ago, so I can adapt to most positions, even a full-back if I had to be, so it doesn't really matter to me, to tell you the truth.
And what do you hope to bring to the club?
Experience and to help the younger players is a big thing for training and for match day, and hopefully then I can get into the team as much as possible and unify the team.
Great stuff, Dave. The best of luck next season, and we'll talk then.
Cheers. Thanks, Emil.
The Big Red Bench.
With Kiri's Hyundai. Believe everything you hear. Kiri's of Cork, Mallow and Middleton. Kiri's.ie.
Red FM.